Hey everyone, I'm Gabrielle Santiago and welcome to Living Revelations Podcast. We're here to help you find God real in everyday life. We will be talking about how to hear from God, how to have a relationship with Him, and what it looks like to walk into your God-given purpose as you do life with God. I want to invite you to take life a step at a time closer to Christ with us. This is Finding God Real in Everyday Life. Hey guys, this is Gabby. Thanks for tuning in. So today I wanted to talk with you all about living to your full potential. So recently God's been speaking to me a lot about His grace, and He's been reminding me that in this season, His grace is so available for me. And you know, if you guys have listened to my previous podcast, I've talked to you about how I've been so stretched in the season to really seek the Lord early in the mornings. And you know, there are some days where like I don't, you know, actually wake up in the morning and seek the Lord and do what God has asked me to do. And you know, this was recently, but I had one of those days again where I just came to the Lord and was asking God, you know, for forgiveness for me not disciplining myself enough to be able to wake up early. And the Lord reminded me that His grace is available. But I was just telling God, like, Lord, I know Your grace is available, but I need a revelation of what it means to receive Your grace, because I don't want to continue to be like, oh, God's grace is available, so I keep slacking. Because something in my spirit was just reminding me that if I truly understood what God's grace means, it would actually propel me to give my best. So I've been asking the Lord, God, give me a revelation of what it means to receive Your grace. Give me a revelation of just simply what Your grace means. And the Lord just started, you know, showing me, you know, through scriptures, which is what I want to share with you guys today. But God at first gave me this analogy, you know, like, let's say you were given access to go to this like special conference that you were never meant to go to, that to be invited to this conference, it's only by invitation, right? Something very special. And let's say that you got this ticket, you know, by grace, you got this ticket, even though you're not supposed to go there, you got a ticket to go. I'm sure you would make the most of your time there. You would make sure that you attend every session you can, that you're focused, that you're all in, because you know that you didn't deserve to be there, yet you're there, right? Like there's this aspect of gratitude because you know that it's been given to you by grace. And so God was reminding me too, when it comes to the gifts that He's given us, our salvation, like all these things were given to us by God's grace. We didn't deserve these things, yet God gives it to us. And when we understand and see it from that perspective, it should propel us to be like, God, I don't deserve this, yet You've given it to me. So I want to steward this the best that I can. I want to use the gifts that You've given me for Your glory. I want to make the most of it. I didn't even deserve to be able to play this instrument or to sing or to teach, yet You've given this to me. And because when we see it rightly, when we see God's grace rightly, it should propel us to be good stewards and to actually make the most of what He's given to us. Now, we've been talking a lot about just distractions, and I really do feel like the enemy distracts us a lot with entertainment and, you know, these other things. And not that entertainment is bad, but if that's all that we're consuming our time towards and we're not giving our time to what God is calling us to do, right, like studying His word or practicing the gift, the craft that He's given us, whether it's art, music, cooking, artistry, whatever God's calling you, we're not doing it. Like, understand, like, we're not seeing God's grace rightly. You know, there does have to be a perspective change. We need to start walking with vision. We need to start asking God, God, show me, Lord, what You did for me so that I can appreciate it and give my best, that I can steward my time best. Even the fact that God has given us today to live, that's by His grace, right? Everything is by His grace. So I first want to go through some scriptures where God talks about how His grace is given to us for gifts, in regards to the gifts that we have. So Ephesians 4:7-11-12, it says, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So Ephesians 4, we can clearly see, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the riches of Christ, right? According to the riches of the gifts that Jesus has, right? It was according to His grace that He given us. You know, and this is talking more so of the fivefold, right? Some of us are called to be, you know, prophets, teachers, apostles. But all this position, this calling in the fivefold, again, that's a gift that God has given to us by His grace. We didn't deserve to be able to have this position, this gift, yet God freely gave to us. And so for those who feel like you're called to preach, you're called to teach, give yourself to studying the word. And guys, like, I'm preaching to myself too, that like, I want to give myself to the word. I want to study God's word. I want to make the sacrifice, spend less time on social media, spend less time on entertainment, to study God's word, because I know that God's called me to teach, to equip the body. And I know that this gift was given to me by his grace. You know, God's been giving me that revelation, like, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. Yet he's given this to me. Romans 12 verses 3 says, Paul says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." So here Paul is acknowledging even he has been given the grace to correct the church, right? Paul's been given the grace to be an apostle. Romans 12, 6 to 8 says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophesy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in ministering. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness." Going back again to that verse, it says, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us." So these gifts that God has given us, whether it's to prophesy, to teach, to exhort, right, to lead, all these were given by his grace. Like, we didn't deserve it, yet God gave it to us. So let's make the most of it. You know, ask the Lord to give you, you know, wisdom and how to manage your time. Like, God, what are gifts that you have given me that you want me to use and to steward in this time? It is so important, guys. Like, God has given, you know, scripture says he's given each of us a measure of faith. He has given each of us in proportion to his grace. Like, we all have different gifts. It's our duty to steward what's been given to us, right? To actually allow it to be multiplied. Just like that parable in the Bible where it says God gave each of them, you know, money. And when he came back, there was some that multiplied and there was one that didn't, that just hid it and didn't use anything with it, right? He didn't step out in faith. So I want to encourage you guys, like, understand if God has given you a gift, to go and use it, because he's given to you, because he's given you that gift for a purpose. And I do want to do actually a short plug-in, just promoting our upcoming Discover Your Purpose conference. We're going to be having it May 21st. So if you guys can come out in Orlando, it's so much better to be there in person, because you get to meet other people. I always believe in just God's divine appointments, you know, and connections. So you get to meet people when you come in. But if you can't, you can also watch online. So I'm going to put the link below, but you can register at bit.ly/DYPC2022. So it's free to register, or if you want to come in person, it's $10 if you register by the end of March, or $20. So, you know, we'd love to have you be a part of it, but the purpose of the conference is to help you to discover your purpose in the Lord and how you can partner with him with your gifts and creativity. And, you know, we emphasize a lot that your purpose is to glorify God. Like, everything we do, right? Whether you're called to be a pastor, a teacher, a business person, everything that we do is called to glorify him, right? As a parent, we're called to glorify God. As a wife, a husband, we're called to glorify him. But God's also given us gifts. He's called us and given us passion towards business, to make finances. How do we steward all those things? How do we partner with God? So this conference is going to be all about that, where you get to learn from speakers, and we're going to be having workshops with different tracks that you get to learn from other people with different walks of life. So yeah, definitely register for that. But anyways, going back again, just to what we were talking about, you know, I just invite you guys to take what I'm saying and ask the Lord to give you a deeper revelation of this. You know, and I want to touch upon too, just our salvation as well. You know, scripture says that it is by grace through faith that we've been saved. Again, by God's grace. God didn't have to save us, guys. In fact, we deserve death. When Adam and Eve sinned and they made the choice to sin, we are under them, right? And we were all born into sin. So we didn't deserve eternal life with God. Yet God decided before the foundations of the earth that he would give Jesus as a spotless, perfect lamb to redeem us, that he would allow Jesus to die on the cross, to shed his blood to cleanse us. Let us not take our salvation lightly. We need to remember what he did for us. When we remember what God did for us, we're not gonna wanna go back and live a life of sin, right? Like, why would we wanna go back to a life that God set us free from? So it's all about remembering, Jesus, thank you for setting me free. Thank you that I don't have to live a life of shame. Man, like, I struggled so much back then, guys, with shame. If you haven't heard my testimony, you can watch one of my old videos where I believe it's called The Power of Your Testimony, but I talk about in more detail of my testimony there. But when I remember what God has set me free from, I don't want to go back in chains. Like, think about this analogy. Like, let's say you deserve to be in jail, yet you got bailed and you're able to be set free. Even though, let's say you're supposed to be in jail for 10 years, you were able to be set free. Why would you put yourself in a position to go back in jail again? Right? Like, so when we go back to sin, it's like saying, God, I want to be back bound. I want to be far from you. When Jesus went out of his way to already save us. Of course, God did it out of his heart. He loved us. He wanted to do that, but it was suffering for him. We don't even deserve this, yet he did it for us. Ephesians 1, 7 and 9 says, in him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. I love this verse. In Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We didn't deserve forgiveness, yet he freely forgave us in accordance to the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. Guys, like, out of God's grace, he allowed us to have salvation. Let us not forget what Jesus did for us. Let us remember, by his grace, we are saved. And let us live with gratitude so that we never turn to the right or to the left. We never go back, but we continue moving forward in gratitude, remembering what God did for us. I love Ephesians 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 10. It says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. So let us remember, we were dead, but Jesus made us alive. You were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions, even though we were dead and we deserved to have eternal death, God, out of his richness of mercy and grace, decided to come and save us, decided to come and say, hey, I'm gonna allow this person to have hope in a future, to never be afraid of death, to never be afraid or to even have a day without me. I always think, God, I thank you that I never have to experience a day without you, that I can come and live confidently knowing that you love me. Guys, it is so beautiful to know that God loves us, that his love and mercy follows us all the days of our life. Right? Psalm 23, like, that is such a beautiful privilege that we have, to have confidence in that we will experience God's goodness now and forever. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But God, of his great love, God who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. How beautiful is it that one day when we all die, we get to see our inheritance as children of God, that we get to be in the new Jerusalem. I was reading Revelation recently, and it was just like hitting me that we're going to be walking in streets of gold that is so clear, that we're going to be seeing God in his throne. Like, these are things that we get to be able to witness and be a part of his kingdom. This is what God will reveal to us. And we don't deserve to dwell with God, but he made a way in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Again, this is a gift that's been given to us. Let us not take advantage of it and just throw away the precious gift that God has given us, salvation. God has extended his grace to us. Let us accept it and live as children of God, filled with gratitude. Not by works, right? So saying, like, we've been saved and this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So guys, like, it was God's grace to redeem us so that we could do good things. Right here, Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He prepared it in advance, meaning he was already before the foundations of the world, willing to say, I'm going to give my son to redeem them. I'm going to give them my spirit to empower them to live a righteous and holy life. So when we know that we've been given this opportunity to live with the Lord, to experience His fullness and blessings, let us actually do good works. Like, let's partner with God. Let's not focus on the worldly things, right? Like I talked about it in my previous podcast about guarding our heart. We need to guard our heart. We need to guard what we see. This is not the time to be asleep. We need to wake up, right? This is the time where we get to experience God now and actually be a light of the world, be an inspiration to others to draw them to Jesus. So I really feel like this message is just burning in my heart for you guys. And I pray that you would, that this message would really stir in your heart to live your full potential, to make the most of your time. You know, the word that God's been speaking to my husband and I is redeem, redeeming the times. Let us redeem it. God, by His grace, He's already given us the opportunity to redeem everything that was lost. And guys, for those of you who maybe have wasted so many years living in darkness, understand that God will redeem it, right? The word redeem means to as if you never lost it. So my prayer is that today that you would decide, I'm going to give my best. Even though I messed up these past few weeks, these months, I'm going to give my best. And God is faithful to redeem what has been lost. So I want to pray for you guys right now. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to redeem, that you are faithful, God, to restore everything that was lost. And I thank you, God, that by your grace, we have been given a life and opportunity to glorify you, to do good works that you prepared in advance for us. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you would give us a deeper revelation of your grace that was given to us, God. Lord, help us to continue to walk looking at you every single day. That we would give every second, every moment unto you, Jesus, because you deserve it, God. You deserve it, Lord. Help us to be true ambassadors that would speak of your goodness, that would declare your glory. I'm just reminded that God even has given us an opportunity to have a relationship with Him, to spend time with Him. Let us not take advantage of that, but actually use what God has given to spend time with the Lord. It's by His grace that we can spend time with Him. So we thank you, God, that it's by your grace you've allowed us to spend time with you. Let us use our time to spend time with you, to give you our attention, our devotion, our adoration that you so deserve, God. God, you've given us a mouth, a voice to preach the gospel, that you've entrusted us with the gospel. Help us to share that gospel to others. I feel like there are some of you guys that have friends and family members that need to hear God's word, and you've been hesitant. I feel like God is saying, go and share the good news. Right? That's the least that you can do, is to share what God has given you. So I thank you, God, for every single person that's listening. In Jesus' name, amen. So I really pray that you would take this message and that it would really produce fruit in your heart to go out, to make the most of your life, to share the gospel, to spend time with the Lord, to give unto God the life that He's given you by grace. So I pray that you have been blessed by this. And guys, please also email us if you have any prayer requests or if you have testimonies. If this podcast has touched you, email us. I love hearing testimonies. Our team loves hearing it. So you can email us at info@livingrevelations.com. And please also prayerfully consider partnering and giving towards our ministry. We want to continue to expand and share the gospel, right? It requires more than myself. We want to create resources for people to get a revelation of God's love, to see God real in their everyday lives. Even if you can give one time, that makes a lot, right? That's the seed that you get to sow in many lives that are getting impacted through our ministry. So you can give at livingrevelations.com/donations. So God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Hi, my name is Taylor.
My name is Clara.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And my name is Iridia. Revelations has sown a seed in my life.
By just being a community.
By first bringing a community that's kind of just all over the world.
Getting to be surrounded by such a community with like people who have like such a fire for the Lord.
The Lord really put me into a place of faith and showing me what it really means to serve Him.
I have been so blessed to get so close to a couple of the girls that are in the community.
I grew up in the church, but I wasn't really living my life the way I am now for the Lord. I'm just so thankful that we're all able to pray together, worship together, read the word together, study together.
Living Revelation has also helped me to zone into the calling that God has over my life.
I'm very much planted, and I feel God really just bringing me to different levels in my life. I hope that you can all also feel like the same kind of blessing and help through Living Revelations or even through Gabby. So thank you so much.
We have seen the greatest transformation in the girls we disciple through our online Bible studies. Our online Bible study is a place where we dive deep into the Word, learn how to grow our relationship with God, and build community. We have had over 140 girls from over 9 countries be a part of our online Bible studies. Our podcasts have had over 16,000 downloads. Our social media posts are reaching 120,000 people weekly. Our blogs, too, have reached around 17,000 people, hitting almost every continent in the world. We are looking to raise $30,000 this coming year to produce study guides to help others study the Bible, to build a team to produce more media, and to expand our online Bible studies and conferences. Our goal is to transform lives to love Jesus. You can give and partner with us today at livingrevelations.com/donations.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and are blessed. Check out our blogs at livingrevelations.com and follow Living Revelations on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast to others if you've been blessed. See you all in the next podcast.